VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And good afternoon. Welcome to a Friday News Roundup here today on Crosstalk. We have tons of stories that we'd like to share with you today. And our thanks to Lori Gotza for putting together so many of these here for us. We've got Rebecca on the phone lines here today taking calls, and Justin in the control room. We've got Dalton on the write-up preparations here. So we've got our team in place, and we thank you for joining us as we talk about some issues of, well, things that have been going on across this nation, around the world, and certainly approaching issues from a biblical perspective, Christian perspective, and certainly taking a conservative look at things going on today. Some of these issues we'll be addressing certainly should just beg upon us to be in prayer for our nation. Matter of fact, with all that is going on in the world, we are going to be holding a special day of prayer coming up on August 24th at in Southwest Wisconsin, a few hours from where I'm sitting right now, but it's going to be held at the facilities of Trail Ridge Camp. And as we talk about the issues that are taking place in our homes, our churches, our families, it's time we come together to pray. And that event taking place at Trail Ridge, those of you that are able to make it, visit trailridge.org, and you'll find it under the upcoming events taking place there. Let's begin today by looking at a story from The Hill. Of course, the big news in the this country has been the Robert Mueller testifying before Congress, and The Hill reporting that former special counsel Robert Mueller spent almost 7 hours testifying Wednesday on Capitol Hill, fielding lawmaker questions about his investigation into whether the Trump campaign conspired with Russia to interfere with the 2016 election, and if President Trump obstructed justice. Well, in many ways, the hearing went as expected. Mueller declined to answer a wide swath of questions, other times responded with just one word answers. He had spoken publicly only one other time about his investigation, did not always appear sure-footed when responding, and at times flatly declined to answer questions. Many wonder as to his involvement even with this report. He seemed to be lost at times, lack of words at times, clueless as to what was being said. Judicial Watch issued their statement, Tom Fitton, and he said the corruptly formed and constitutionally abusive Mueller investigation failed to find any evidence to support the big lie of Trump-Russia collusion. Nonetheless, Mr. Mueller attempted today to smear President Trump with obstruction of justice innuendo, despite concluding that no such charges could be credibly sustained. Frankly, Mueller never had a valid basis upon which to investigate President Trump for obstruction of justice. Let's be clear. Fitton said, neither Mueller, the Obama, FBI, DOJ, CIA, State Department, nor the Deep State ever had good faith basis to pursue President Trump on Russia collusion. Russia collusion wasn't just a hoax, it's a criminal abuse of President Trump, which is why Judicial Watch has fought and will continue to fight for Russiagate and Mueller special counsel abuse documents in federal court. Coming to us from the White House, they said it was a bad day for the swamp, as they gave some of the quotes from various news sources. ABC News' Terry Moran said, impeachment is over. I don't think Nancy Pelosi is going to stand for her members bringing forth something that's going to obviously lose. The CNN commentator, Alice Stewart, said, aside from difficult-to-watch testimony, there was no new information and no elaboration on the 448-page report. Jake Tapper, there were also times when it seemed like Mueller was unfamiliar with parts of the investigation. And Politico's Blake Hounshell said, one has to wonder, too, where Democrats go from here. Well, this is where they're going. CNN News is reporting 2 days after the Mueller testimony, House Judiciary Chair Gerald Nadler is now talking about the need to educate us. Before we can do anything else, we have to educate the American people not only as to the allegations and to the conclusions of the Mueller report, but as to the evidence underneath it. He said that on CNN. Folks, you have got to be educated. You need to be educated as to what this is all about. Today, they're asking a court to release grand jury information that by law was redacted from the Mueller report. And then next Monday and Tuesday, they're back to court again to enforce a subpoena for former White House Don McGahn, who appeared to appear before the Judiciary Committee. And what's interesting is that there are others who are saying, well, now this stems away for impeachment to take place. I guess this story is never going to end. Let's go to FoxNews.com. The Senate confirmed former Army Lieutenant Colonel Mark Esper as Secretary of Defense Tuesday, making him the first permanent Pentagon boss since James Mattis resigned last December. Also from Fox, Boris Johnson officially became Britain's prime minister after meeting Queen Elizabeth II and will form a cabinet for modern Britain with the primary task of finally delivering Brexit. From the Military Times, the U.S. military intends to protect American commercial ships against Iranian threats in the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz, but will not provide naval escorts in every case, the newly installed defense secretary said Wednesday. The aim of the U.S. naval and air presence in the Gulf area is to deter Iran from threatening to stop or seize any American commercial ship, Mark Esper told reporters on his first day and at the Pentagon. Stars and Stripes is reporting that Britain has begun sending Navy ships to accompany their vessels through the strait. In a statement, their Department of Defense said that the Royal Navy has been tasked to accompany British flagships through the Strait of Hormuz, either individually or in groups, should sufficient notice be given of their passage. Washington Free Beacon reporting President Trump Monday categorically denied reports that Iran had captured 17 supposed CIA agents whom the Islamic Republic accused of spying on the country. The president quickly dismissed the reports, telling reporters this is yet another attempt by Iran to disseminate propaganda aimed at distracting from the country's ongoing support of regional terror operations. FoxNews.com, House lawmakers yesterday approved a budget bill and debt deal that President Trump had endorsed, although most Republicans voted against the package. While not funding the government, the measure would stave off another government shutdown by permitting the Treasury to borrow freely to pay the government's bills and solidify recent budget gains for military and domestic programs. The measure passed 284-149. 219 Democrats voted in favor, 65 Republicans voted in favor, 132 Republicans voted no, 16 Democrats voted no. The House also separately defeated a measure by Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky. He wanted to change the title of this legislation from the Bipartisan Budget Act to the Kick the Can Down the Road Act. 384-47, his measure failed. This is now going over to the Senate for approval. Mitch McConnell said that this is going to be taken up next week. What's interesting, and CNSNews.com tells us more about this budget bill, for the next 2 years under the legislation, the federal government will not only be able to spend more on discretionary programs, but also will be able to borrow a limitless amount of money. The House Freedom Caucus opposed the deal. The House Freedom Caucus said that they have grave concerns about the budget agreement and will oppose it on the House floor. They said our country is undeniably headed down a path of fiscal insolvency and rapidly approaching $23 trillion in debt. This is completely unsustainable, and we owe taxpayers and future generations better. Nancy Pelosi gave a floor speech lauding the deal that she made with Republican leaders and the president, noting that her party had achieved priorities that we set out from the start. Want to bring this to your attention as well, as we encourage you to be in prayer for President Donald Trump in all aspects. Here we have a story from ChristianNews.net of a Democratic senator in West Virginia who supports Donald Trump and has sent the president a letter to ask that he consider his terrible choice of words as he twice used the Lord's name in vain during Wednesday's rally in North Carolina. Senator Paul Hardesty sent the exhortation to President Trump on Thursday to remind him that the name of God should not be used as a curse word. FoxNews.com, Attorney General Bill Barr said yesterday that the federal government will resume capital punishment and will move forward with plans to execute 5 inmates on death row for the first time in more than 15 years. He has directed the FBI to adopt a proposed addendum to the federal execution protocol that will clear the way for executions. He's directed the Bureau of Prisons to schedule the executions of 5 death row inmates, saying Congress has expressly authorized the death penalty through legislation adopted by the people's representatives in both houses of Congress and signed by the president. The 5 inmates who have been sentenced to death scheduled to be executed starting in December. This will be the first federal executions in our federal prison system since the year 2003. From FoxNews.com, a federal judge decided Wednesday to leave in place a Trump administrative rule that imposes restrictions on individuals seeking asylum in the U.S. if they pass through a third country on their way to the border between the U.S. and Mexico, potentially leading to a sharp reduction in Central American migrants entering the country. The rule requires people seeking asylum to first apply in one of the countries they pass through on their way to the United States. From the White House, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement recently apprehended 605 criminal illegal aliens convicted of theft, weapons possession, assault, domestic violence, strangulation, drunk driving, and drug dealing through its Operation Cross Check. ICE also announced Tuesday that nearly 3,300 employers have been targeted for inspection of worksite immigration violations in 50 states, as well as in Puerto Rico. Interesting story from Breitbart. You have heard so many denounce the part of the statement that President Trump said about going back, you know, go back to your homes or your countries. And last week we did share the full quotation that came from the president, which many are only taking apart. But this story that was unearthed by Breitbart, very interesting, because Representative Ilhan Omar was found Tuesday to have told a political opponent in the past that she needed to be deported, using a rhetorical tactic that Democrats have said is un-American and racist. But Omar has in fact called for her opponent to be deported. Her tweet from 2012 was unearthed, as a similar tweet from Representative Rashida Tlaib, one of the other squad members, surfaced, in which she declared deport and used an explicit word. Omar's tweet read, "We, our citizens, can't be deported. Why don't we deport you to where you came from?" My, oh, my. How can they speak against the president and what he said now? Something to take into account. Here is coming from JTA.org. That's the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. "Slaughter the Jews" was spray painted on the Little Western Wall. That's a section of the Western Wall located in the Muslim quarter of the Old City of Jerusalem. Vandalism took place on Saturday. At least one Arab girl arrested Saturday night in connection with it, but spray painted "Slaughter the Jews." Also, this is from the Free Beacon. A CNN photojournalist and photo editor with a history of anti-Semitic tweets tendered his resignation yesterday after facing intense criticism. Mohammed Elzhami had various tweets referring to Jews as pigs and appearing to celebrate the terrorist group Hamas. They began circulating online on Thursday. He labeled Jews killed by a bomb in 2011 as being pigs. We're going to take a quick break here on Crosstalk. We'll come back with much more that's going on this week in the news and part of our Friday News Roundup today. Back in just a minute here on Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, when did the mammoths die?
Chris, the mammoths were thought to have died out about 10,000 years ago. And although evolutionists have admitted that early man must have seen the mammoths, more recent evidence has caused them much consternation. In the tomb of one of the pharaohs in Egypt is a drawing of men carrying ivory tusks on their shoulders. Next to them is an animal that sure looks like a mammoth, with hairy skin and a domed head just like we see in mammoth fossils. And why not? Mammoths are a variety of the elephant kind, and two of them were on board Noah's Ark. Certainly humans knew of them, and from the earliest times have made use of their ivory. Chris, it's the Back to Genesis view of history which makes sense out of the evidence.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
Sometimes you listen to these stories and you're provoked to say, oh my, how can that be? Folks, I hope this drives you to your knees and praying for this country. Be praying for the leadership. Be praying for those who represent you in Congress, whether they have an R or a D behind their name or an I or an L, but to be in prayer for those leaders and be praying that they would have a heart that is sensitive to the things of God, that they would come to know Christ as Savior, and certainly that they would be surrounded by godly advisors in these aspects, but also to sense and to see the need that we have to be salt and light in this time in which God has placed us here on this earth. Looking at some more news here today from townhall.com, Beth Ballman writes that the House of Representatives Tuesday passed legislation opposing the BDS movement, that's Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement. The movement is a Palestinian-led movement, calls for a global boycott of Israel, but this bill that opposes the BDS passed 398 to 17. Five members voted present, but not surprising, the squad members, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez did oppose the bill. And on the House floor, Tlaib even equated the BDS movement with boycotting Nazi Germany. What's also interesting is that Breaking Israel News pointed out that Congressman Ilhan Omar, who introduced this legislation, this BDS, uses an Israeli company to power her own website. Reddit user EthanB111 noticed that the site IlhanOmar.com is powered by Wix. It's a company that allows its customers to easily build websites using the drag and drop tools. Wix does not hide the fact that they are based in Tel Aviv, Israel. The Washington Standard reporting Linda Sarsour, a Hamas-tied and prominent women's march leader, Islamic supremacist and anti-Semite who's called for jihad against President Trump, warned Monday to take action against the president if anything happens to the squad. She tweeted out, "This is serious. It's not a game." She warned the president. Her warning comes after the president repeatedly has criticized these freshman Democrats. He calls them the squad. They call themselves actually the squad. Sarsour has previously called for Muslims to wage jihad against President Trump. FoxNews.com also tells us of something else that surfaced this week. Years before Rashida Tlaib was speaking out against President Trump in Congress, she was shouting at him as Secret Service members dragged her out of a meeting at the Detroit Economic Club. Video of the August 2016 incident, which had gone viral since resurfacing over the weekend, shows the current congresswoman shouting as then-candidate Trump delivered a speech before business leaders. While being escorted out of the room, she continued to jump and yell at those in attendance, saying, "You guys are crazy." From Breitbart, Representative Ilhan Omar has published an op-ed in the New York Times yesterday, in which he urges readers to go beyond condemning President Donald Trump as racist and to confront his policies. The title is called "It's Not Enough to Condemn Trump's Racism." Omar repeats a set of familiar and discredited attacks on President Trump, but nowhere does she address her long history of anti-Semitic and racist statements, including a recently unearthed interview with Al Jazeera in 2018, where she said that Americans ought to be more fearful of white men. But the most telling passage in her op-ed is when she described her feelings about America, the country that sent its soldiers to die in defense of her native country, Somalia, and the country where her family found refuge. She described the discrepancy between the America we expected to find and the one we actually experienced. She never expressed gratitude toward the U.S. She acknowledged our Constitution and democratic institutions that are tools to make it better, but she said the country and its people as they are simply not good enough. In doing so, she provides criticism of the president, and also she does not like the United States of America, willing to lie about it, and she refuses to check her ugly prejudices at the door, writes Joel Pollack, senior editor at large at Breitbart. In other news, the Daily Signal reporting that Judicial Watch has filed a complaint with the House of Representatives Ethics Office asking for investigations into possible crimes committed by Minnesota Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar. The possible crimes include perjury, immigration fraud, marriage fraud, state and federal tax fraud, and federal student loan fraud, according to the complaint filed Tuesday by Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton. The House of Representatives, Fitton said, must urgently investigate and resolve the issues of allegations of wrongdoings by Representative Omar. Representative Rashida Tlaib has now called for the minimum federal wage to be $20, as the big plea for 15 has been going across the nation. She's saying that's not enough, should be up to $18 to $20. FoxNews.com, Rudy Giuliani pointed the finger squarely at New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio after videos have surfaced Monday of people attacking NYPD officers by dousing them with water, saying this would never happen in a million years when I was mayor of New York City. Footage shows separate incidents of people in Harlem using buckets to splash and dump water over uniformed officers as the police officers calmly walk away. The New York City Police Benevolent Association president, Patrick Lynch, has called out the city's leadership after the videos went viral, saying, quote, our anti-cop lawmakers have gotten their wish. The NYPD is now frozen. It's not the fault of these police officers. It's the end result of the torrent of bad policies and anti-police rhetoric and has been streaming out of City Hall and Albany for years. He said disorder controls the streets and our elected leaders refuse to allow us to take them back. They've arrested now a gang member seen in the viral video here. Daily Wire reporting that on Wednesday during a Chicago City Council meeting, the Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot was caught on a live mic calling the vice president of the Fraternal Order of Police a clown. As he got up to speak, Lightfoot could be heard saying, oh, back again, this, and then used FOP, which stands for Fraternal Order of Police, and then called him a clown. Well, it's interesting that the FOP released a statement calling her remark a misguided and dangerous thing to say to a 30-year veteran police officer, particularly at a time when the city is facing such chronic violent crime. And also out of Chicago, townhall.com is reporting for all the bluster the left and the legacy media spews about President Trump promoting violence and setting a bad example for the youth of America. They don't do seem to be silent anytime an incident like this pops up, but it would appear that children in Chicago were encouraged by adults to whack a piñata shaped to resemble an immigration and customs enforcement officer. Happened at a block party. East Side businesses in Chicago. Scene occurred at what was supposed to be a community event at the East Side neighborhood. Chamber of Commerce organized by dozens of local businesses. Anthony Martinez of the Chicago Los Browns Berets, which provided the piñata, insists that it was not meant in a negative way toward law enforcement, but said that the group purchased a Batman piñata and transformed it into an ICE agent, and it was supposed to make a statement that taking children from its parents is inherently wrong. This next story is another reminder to the depravity of man. The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked, the prophet Jeremiah wrote under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. But certainly the depravity of man is on full display, and The Hill reports the story of an Arizona body donation facility that is being sued after the FBI reportedly found buckets full of body parts. I mean, we're talking all body parts, heads and bodies of different people, but they were sewn together. Eight families who donated the bodies of their loved ones to the facility where bodies are processed after being donated for science, filed a civil lawsuit Monday against the Biological Resource Center, alleging the donors were dismembered and sold for a profit, ABC 15 reports. Agents found bodies cut up with chainsaws and bandsaws, pools of human blood, bodily fluids were found on the floor of the freezer, no ID tags to mark the corpses. A head was selling at $500, arms $750, a whole body could rake in $5,000. WND.com, despite how many politicians try to use euphemisms to deny it, every human life begins at conception. Thousands of biologists now confirm the truth, said Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel. He cited a relatively recent scientific assessment revealing that 95% of biologists who participated affirmed the biological view that human life begins at fertilization. Doesn't take a rocket scientist, folks, and yet we deny this true science every single day all across this nation. LifeNews.com, in 2017, the Trump administration announced plans to cut millions of dollars in grants to Planned Parenthood through the failed Teen Pregnancy Prevention Program. Now the Trump administration is sending $1.5 million to pro-life pregnancy centers to help young Americans make positive life-affirming decisions. You see, after the 2017 decision, Planned Parenthood sued, you must give money to the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Program. You must reinstate those grants. Well, so the administration has, and they have shifted money now toward other entities like pro-life centers. In other stories, LifeNews.com, New York made history this summer by becoming the first state to ban the declawing of cats. Pro-abortion Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the law Monday, saying it would protect animals from an inhumane and unnecessary procedure, CNN reported. The law means that cats now have more protections under New York law than unborn babies. What is that about life beginning at fertilization? Also a troubling story here. Oregon Governor Keith Brown signed a bill yesterday that expands Oregon's assisted suicide law by essentially waiving the requirement of a 15-day waiting period. The law eliminates physician-assisted suicide waiting periods for those diagnosed as being near death. Let's move on to another topic from Todd Starnes. We find that a school district in South Carolina, a federal judge has banned Jesus. Federal Judge Bruce Hendricks issued an order against the Greenville County School District banning school-sponsored prayers, religious songs, and the use of religious venues at public school graduations. The district shall not include a prayer, whether referred to as a prayer or a blessing or invocation, a benediction, an inspirational reading, or otherwise, as part of the official program for a graduation ceremony, the judge wrote. The district also shall not include an obviously religious piece of music as part of the official program for a graduation ceremony. The order is the culmination of 6-year legal battle between the American Humanist Association and a school district. Get God out of here. Get him out of the classrooms. Get him out of the schools. Can't have it here. And then we wonder why we have young people who grow up and do horrendous things. We see that happening all the time. The horrendous things that are going on, the low value of life and so forth. Well, it extends to other places too. This is from CBN, a memorial marker honoring fallen police officers. Antigua K, South Carolina recently stirred a huge controversy because it mentioned God. God removed, kicking off another fight, a memorial stone erected at the local police station. City officials had modified it due to some complaints because it mentioned God. And some of the words they actually cemented over. And then complaints came just the opposite. Why have you removed this from this marker? And now they've completely taken the marker down as they try and get things all figured out. By the way, YouTube even has banned a video going out because of the word Christian ran afoul of their policies, reports WND.com. A few more stories after the break. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
We live in a depraved world with sin and corruption all around us. There are many temptations to lure us away from our walk with the Lord. How do we stay clean, pure, and righteous in such a time? In Psalm 119, we are reminded of the importance of hiding God's Word in our heart to protect us from succumbing to sin. but memorization is difficult for many. This is why Thomas Meyer, known as the Bible Memory Man, has not only devoted many books of the Bible to memory, but he has also put together the King James Memorization Study Bible, where he breaks up every verse in the New Testament by phrases to assist in the scripture memory process. A helpful appendix also provides a list of important scriptures to memorize, from sin to salvation, in 10 verses. The Memory Study Bible New Testament is available for a donation of $20 or more by calling VCY, 1-800-729-9829.
So Friday News Roundup here today on Crosstalk, and in just a little while we'll give you opportunity to call in on the program with your comments on some of the goings-on across the nation. But hats off to South Dakota. What's going on there? Well, hear from CBN as well. When students return to public schools across South Dakota this fall, they should expect to see a new message on display, In God We Trust. A new state law that took effect this month requires all public schools in the state's 149 districts to paint, stencil, or otherwise prominently display the national motto. South Dakota lawmakers who proposed the law said the requirement was meant to inspire patriotism in the state's public schools. Displays must be at least 12 by 12 inches, must be approved by the school's principal according to the law. Freedom from Religion, though, which is based in Madison, Freedom from Religion Foundation alerted its South Dakota members to contact their legislators to express opposition to the law. LifeSiteNews.com. Are you in Oregon? Listen up. And even if you're not, folks, it's going to come to your state, too. Oregon's House passed legislation that will require that LGBTQ issues are included in public school curricula, including elementary grades. A summary of House Bill 2023 indicates that public school children will be exposed to content regarding sexuality in all courses dealing with civics, economics, geography, government, and history. The roles and contributions of historical personages would be highlighted in coursework for their sexuality and gender identities rather than their accomplishments or contributions. Governor Kate Brown signed the bill into law June 4th, goes into effect January 1st of 2020. LifeSiteNews.com also reports that the House of Representatives Wednesday approved legislation bringing about gay reparations across the United States, tax refunds to same-sex couples. This was approved Wednesday, enabling married same-sex couples, and I put married in quotes, as the article does, to seek millions in tax refunds for unions that were not previously recognized under federal tax law. It's called the Pride Act, promoting respect for individuals' dignity and equality, removes sex-specified terms such as husband and wife from the federal tax code, and allows couples, quote, married, end of quote, while the Defense of Marriage Act, which protects states and federal government from having to recognize same-sex marriages from states that chose to recognize them, to claim tax refunds for which they were ineligible. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Pride Act passed the House on Wednesday by a voice vote. You see, when they take a voice vote, that means that there's no official record to put a vote on record by anybody's name, just by a declaration of voices. Notably, not one Republican resisted, according to the article. Massachusetts Senator and 2020 presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren is spearheading the bill's Senate counterpart. It's passed the House. It's going to head over to the Senate. It's known as the Pride Act. Reparations given tax refunds to same-sex couples. The Hill reports San Francisco's International Airport debuted a new terminal on Tuesday named after Harvey Milk, the first openly gay elected official in California's history. The terminal includes an exhibit dedicated to the life and legacy of Harvey Milk. Let's go to the state of Texas. LifeSiteNews.com tells us that Governor Greg Abbott signed a new law barring the state or local governments from acting against businesses on the basis of the owner's religious beliefs, sending a message to the city of San Antonio and others who've all but declared war on companies like Chick-fil-A. Let's go to Atlanta next, because LifeSiteNews.com tells us that when the gay, the drag queen story hour was not allowed at the library, cast out of the library, that there's several that came together to put it on at City Hall. two of Atlanta's professional sports teams, the Atlanta Hawks and the Atlanta Falcons, have been credited with co-sponsoring a Drag Queen Story Hour event at Atlanta's City Hall to cap Pride Month. The quote was actually a tweet. Says, we want to thank our friends at the Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta Falcons, Whole Foods, Georgia Beverage, and Atlanta Pride for partnering with us for Drag Queen Story Hour, treated One Atlanta, the Mayor's Office of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. By the way, the Christian Institute out of the UK is telling that the number of people in the UK with sexually transmitted diseases has risen rapidly in the last 10 years. Cases of gonorrhea tripled between 2007 and 2017. Syphilis more than doubled over the same period. The UK has the highest, or rather make it the second highest rate of syphilis among men in Europe, and the experts believe the rise is connected to the practice of homosexuality. Our phone number here today on Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. If you'd like to comment on one of these stories or other current event issues that are going on, pick up your phone, 800-733-9829. We were just in the UK a moment ago with that story. Here's another from LifeSiteNews.com. A woman identifying as a man has given birth to a son and is now fighting to be recognized on the boy's birth certificate as father rather than the mother. 32-year-old Freddie McConnell is a Guardian multimedia journalist, subject of the documentary Seahorse, who says she experienced a gender dysphoria since childhood, according to the Guardian profile. She began taking the hormones, 25, and had some surgery and opted against a hysterectomy. However, she's still considering having children. And so the headline says, trans man, in parentheses, in quotes, gives birth, fights to be called father on a UK birth certificate. And further, coming from WND.com, Colorado Baker Jack Phillips already has defeated two attempts by the state to force him to endorse same-sex marriage in violation of his Christian beliefs. He's the baker. Now he's been hit with a lawsuit claiming discrimination for rejecting a request that the Make a Cake Celebrating Transgenderism, and his defense team with the Alliance Defending Freedom has now moved to dismiss this case in state court. Be praying for Jack Phillips. We've got Mark calling in from Monroe, Wisconsin. Mark, you're on the air.
Yeah, my comment is this. I think it's up to the American public to finally put its foot down with the Jared Nadler, Adam Schiff, two and a half year Russian collusion and obstruction thing. That the whole Robert Mueller sideshow the other day was just a in my opinion, a total flop. Mm-hmm. And if they think that you know, we're just going to keep rolling with this thing, and you know, I know the mainstream media can't let it go because apparently they're you know, obligated or whatever the reason is for it. So I think, you know, just have to say enough is enough at this stage and point. Mm-hmm. And now that they're going to go on this 6-week recess, I think, you know, why not just use that as a government shutdown, and that way you don't have to pay our wasted tax dollars any more than we already have.
Thanks for your thoughts today, Mark.
Thank you.
Let's go to Ron in Kentucky. Ron, you're on the air.
Yes, insanity keeps growing, does it not?
It does.
My comment is, you said they were naming a terminal after Harvey Milk in San Francisco?
Yes.
Surely they know Harvey Milk was a pedophile, and the last time I checked, even in San Francisco, pedophilia is a criminal offense, which is a felony.
There are those who are trying to overturn that, Ron, and some that are purporting this to take place. I just had an article, I don't have it before me right now, of a transgender who is wanting to, making known their desires to have intimate relations with children. Even, by the way, at a Drag Queen Story Hour, they had young children, preschool children, climbing over a lying down drag queen on the floor.
Insane.
Yeah.
The parents are insane for letting the kids go.
Thanks for your thoughts, Ron.
Thank you.
William and East Troy, you're on the air.
Brother Jim, thank you for bringing up the article about Ilhan Omar and her fear of white people. It just goes to show how moronic she is when it comes to her discernment. If she is so afraid of white people, our country was started by white people and white men, and now she wants to move here to escape from what? I guess I'm confused. Shouldn't she be a lot more discerning before making a decision to come here to America?
I am sure she's at a at conflict in her own mind over these issues, because even the system that allowed her to be here is one that she is condemning.
Right, and you know, and most of these people coming here don't understand that it was our Christian heritage and the founding fathers, the foresight that the pilgrims had, and they were white to come here. She should have been fearful to even get on the plane to come here. Also, the issue with the declawing of the cats, my children brought it up to me. So it's wrong to pull out the cat's claws, but it's not wrong to pull out a baby created in God's image. That is disgusting.
Not only that, but William, keep in mind the dismemberment that goes on with babies in the womb.
It is wicked, Jim, and we have a great obligation to share the good news with the Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you for all the good work you do there.
Thank you, William. Latt in Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, the story about the drag queen story hour, was that in the public school district, Jim?
No, that was the one I read today was referring to the one at the Atlanta City Hall, in which I guess the library had discontinued it, and so they brought it in to the City Hall in Atlanta. And so we had a couple of professional football teams that were credited for that from the mayor's office.
Yeah, I read and heard a story that some of the public schools were having this drag queen story hour. And, you know, I just want to say out to any born-again Christians out there, if you let your kids into public schools, you need to have your head examined. But like God said, he gave them over to their depraved mind, and the mind is so depraved right now, Jim.
And
we just got to pray for this, that their mind will see they will get the gospel of Jesus Christ and realize how depraved their mind really is in this country.
And, lad, it's like the trapdoor is opened up. There's no bottom to the depravity. You shake your head at times saying, what is next? The just going lower. I mean, here now they're taking human body parts. I mean, taking people who donated their bodies to science and severing the body parts and then sewing them together in different configurations and then selling them. I mean, it's outrageous.
Yeah, you know what really, really is kind of mind-boggling, Jim? You know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and God, how patient he is to put up with this country the way it is. And he's given us all a chance to repent, but will we repent in time? That's the next question.
It really is. Thank you, Latt. And I'm so reminded of the verse that says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And friends, if you're listening today, and you face the fact that you've not trusted Christ as your Savior, how critical it is. God is patient, waiting for you to do just that. But that patience is going to come to an end. He's not willing any should perish. He's calling you to repentance. Will you repent? Will you turn to him? Roy in Bayside, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Twice today, Jim said that it's time for Christians to turn to prayer as never before. In May of 1972, an anti-communist and pro-life Democrat presidential candidate had more delegates to the Democratic Presidential Nominating Convention than anyone else. A gunman with a pistol permanently injured three people, ended the Democrat national or anti-red and pro-life movement, and the gunman served a lot fewer years than he was sentenced to. Lastly, we need to pray to the God who confused the minds of the men of Sodom when they tried to break into Lot's house, and who confused the Allied armies who tried to attack King Josaphat's Israel.
Yeah, amen. Thank you, Roy. The God of the Bible, Jehovah God, that's whom we pray to. Thank you for your call. We're up against a break. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon Hausch. Our website's worldviewradio.com. Americans must identify the enemy if we have any chance of self-defense or even victory. And many Americans have no idea that the greatest enemies of our nation have changed their name and infiltrated some of the most powerful institutions in America at the level of politics, economics, and religion. One such group is Hamas. They were started in the 1980s. They're a terrorist organization, no doubt about it, connected to Muslim Brotherhood, which was involved in the final Holocaust. And my friends, they hide under many names in America. CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, and many others. If we do not understand who the enemy is, what their name is, if we cannot identify them, we cannot defeat them, much less defend ourselves against their attacks. This is exactly what my docu-movie Sabotage is all about. Americans had better wake up.
It's a Friday News Roundup here today on Crosstalk, and story from LifeNews.com, a 3D-printed suicide pod designed to kill patients with nitrogen was unveiled yesterday by Australian euthanasia activist Dr. Philip Nitschke, also known as Dr. Death. The death pod, also referred to as a glorified gas chamber, was first envisioned in 2012. It contains canisters of liquid nitrogen, which is released when activated by the person inside the capsule within the pod, causing oxygen levels to plummet to very low levels and starving the individual of the air he or she needs, causing their death. The capsule is then detached from the pod and serves as a coffin for the occupants. Oh, my. Let's go on to Courtney in Miami, Florida. Courtney, you're on the air.
Bless you, and thank you for taking this call. I want to make an appeal to all you saints. Last week, Jim, you read the news report where we're going to have, they're going to hold the biggest sodomite get-together in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
Now, that gathering is Satan taking people's minds to take their souls to hell. And I'm asking you, saints, I've called other churches, God has blessed me. And when I say I called, I give the glory to God that God would use somebody like me. Amen. To warn the people to pray that God take down that thing before it starts. See, in Chicago, they had a sodomite parade. They call it the gate parade, the pride, which Satan knew he got thrown out of heaven because of his pride, so he gave the people their pride day. God just sent a rainstorm and closed that thing down in Chicago. I pray that God, and I pray every day, that God just break this thing up before it happens here. Our kids don't need that mess. And also warn each other and other churches about the sodomite having their leading to kids storybook time.
Yeah.
Because that's all just to take souls to hell. That's what it is. Satan know that he's in his last days and he hates God, but he cannot do nothing with them. But we can be saved. Like you always say, Jim, let us be the salt and let us be the light.
Amen.
And let us live it.
Amen.
God bless you now. And thank you for allowing me to say all this.
Thank you, Courtney. And I'm so reminded of 1 Peter 5:8, it says to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Isn't that something? Jesus came to give life. Satan goes about seeking whom he may devour. Don't be lunch for the devil. Muriel is calling from Tennessee. You're on the air.
Jim, this sexual debauchery that's been sweeping the land was ushered in under the Obama regime. It came into our public schools through a czar that he had appointed named Jennings, and they had to repackage it at least once, maybe twice, before it was accepted into the schools. They finally got it in under safety and bullying. Now we know the drag queens are doing the same thing. It's through bullying. You know, everybody's against that, so they figure what's a good way to bring it in.
Yeah.
But we need to be praying. It just shows me in the last days, it talks about a spirit of lawlessness just sweeping the land. And it all starts in the house of God. It seems like the fear of the Lord has left the church building.
Yeah.
And we know it says in Luke, it says, don't fear those that can kill the body, but fear the one after the body is dead has the authority to throw the soul into hell.
Amen.
So we really need to get back to a fear of the Lord in the land. Thank
amen.
You so much, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you for your call. And amen to what you've said. And I again, just want to promote to those of you, and I realize this is far distance from many. It's going to be a few hour travel from here, but on August 24th, we're going to be holding a day of prayer. Using the facilities at Trail Ridge Camp in Hillsboro, Wisconsin, calling people to come together to be praying for our nation, for for our churches, for our families. Craig in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a lot of things to talk, say about that, gender cross-dressing and abortion stuff, that it is written that God makes the plans of the people to come to naught. God will make the plans of the heathens to no effect. And this junk is totally enough. And also, I read, and it is written, that we are to subdue the earth and have dominion over it. That means, God willing, to take over the crooked government and kick this junk out, because we are not going to take this, and we're supposed to protect our families and our children, and no weirdo goes into a wrong restroom like they did a few years ago and try to molest or hurt women and children.
Right. It's not just a few years ago, Craig. Those kinds of things are happening on a very current basis as well. And certainly we have that responsibility. God sets up and takes down, but are we praying? You know, are we praying for our leaders? And are we indeed being salt and light as God has called us to be? And I it takes a lot of self-examination there, Craig, and you've hit it on the head. Thank you.
Yes. And one last thing, that we have been praying, I've been praying, where are the rest of the Christians to rise up and take effect and end this stuff, because we love to see our children's children and even great-grandchildren to have a better blessing life than it is now. And we are not, I am not going to fund any weirdos that look like the opposite gender. And the abortion people, life in prison.
Well, okay, Craig, thank you for your thoughts here today. Certainly God's called us to, as we said, to be salt and light. Let's spread the gospel, because it's the gospel that can change man's hearts. It's the gospel, the work. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And if we want to change this culture, we need to share the gospel. Don in Pensacola, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, quickly, I have a statement, and then I have a question for you, Jim.
We have 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. The Holy Bible says that Asa did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And what did Asa do? He put the Sodomites out of the land. Here's my question. Isn't there a law against men looking like women and women looking like men? They're misrepresenting who they really are and really making a mess for the law enforcement people.
Well, this is where our local governments and those who make the laws have certainly subverted that which is natural in this regard, because we see municipalities that change that and allow this. And we've got politicians who are promoting things like the drag queen story hours that are going forth. Sadly, we've run out of time here, so I'm not able to comment further. But again, folks, let's get back to prayer for this nation. Let's get back to the necessity of our occupying until God returns, until Christ returns, to be salt and be light. And it all starts by true repentance in one's own heart. Thanks for listening today to Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.